choice and provide alternative facilities for students who are uncomfortable with that policy. The family dropped the suit in part because the plaintiff feared her identity would be made public. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe and Hillary Clinton's brother Anthony Rodham are being sued by a group of Chinese investors that sank money into their company before McAuliffe became governor.
The lawsuit claims the 32 Chinese investors were promised expedited green cards if they put in $500,000 apiece into Terry McAuliffe's electric car company, GreenTech.
Essentially, this group invested in Mr. McAuliffe, Mr. Rodham.
They were promoting their government ties, says attorney Scott Abeles.
It was a scam.
Those green cards never came. They never got their money back. And now Abeles says
GreenTech is a mess. It's essentially closed its doors down in Mississippi.
McAuliffe divested from the company before he ran for governor. The suit asks for $17 million in damages. McAuliffe's spokeswoman calls the lawsuit baseless. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Heads up if you're traveling through Baltimore this afternoon. The funeral procession for police detective Sean Suter, who was killed while investigating a murder 2 weeks ago, will be shutting down portions of Interstates 95, 695, and 83.
The procession is going to be there at the Mount Pleasant Church of Ministries on Radke Avenue in Baltimore. That's going to happen sometime 12:30, 1:30 time frame. There's going to be thousands of law enforcement officers to pay respect.
Maryland State Highway spokesman Charlie Gishler says you can expect major delays. D.C. United set to move into its new stadium in Southwest D.C. next June, but it'll need to find some other place to play a few home matches to start the season. Major League Soccer's balked at a proposal to play all of United's early games on the road, so the team's looking for possible venues including Navy Marine Corps Stadium, Richmond City Stadium, and Maryland Stadium in College Park. It's unlikely the team will return to RFK where they played for the past 22 years. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 23,836, the NASDAQ at 69,12. In sports, the Wizards win without John Wall beating the Timberwolves. Georgetown moves to 5-0 with a win over Maine, and Eli Manning's 210-game playing streak may be over. The Giants quarterback's been benched by coach Ben McAdoo. WMAL News Times, 5:04 up next, traffic and weather, then Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you single, looking to meet someone, but just too busy? Don't worry about it. Miracles happen every day. Say, I once heard about a man who met the love of his life while he was flying on an airplane. Why, that could be you too. There you are, on your way to Dubuque for business, when you're suddenly upgraded to first class and seated next to an attractive brunette who smells faintly of vanilla. She's reading the same Swedish crime novel you are, so you strike up a conversation. As it turns out, you both have exactly the same playlist on your MP3 device. By the end of the flight, you're engaged. Oh, yes, and later that day, you also happen to win the lottery. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't rely on chance. They use a proven personal approach to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
5:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Off to a good start around the Capitol Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. No early troubles there. 66 as you come out of Gainesville to the Beltway, Falls Church. All your travel lanes open and nice and quiet. Heading toward 66. Well, eventually, as you come out of Warrenton, if you're heading up toward New Baltimore, we do have early delays on 29 due to a crash. Northbound 29 past Arley Road. Again, before you would get into the New Baltimore area, watch for police at the scene of the incident there. No troubles to report. 95, 395, 270, nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More warmth, but not record warmth. Have to get into the 70s, make it 73 to be a record. So it's been a lot warmer. Lots of sunshine today, 65, near 55 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 43 in Centerville, 37 in Rockville, 45 at Reagan National. North Korea launches its longest range missile yet. Find out the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning. Can you believe it is Wednesday already? This week is flying. Joining us at 6:35, it's Cal Thomas at 7:15. Sarah Westwood at 8:05. Juanita Broderick will be joining us. And at 8:15, FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr. is joining us. We have a very exciting show. A lot of people looking forward to speaking with one of those people, my buddy right here, Vince Colonnese, and I'm Mary Walter.
Well, good morning. I tell you, some new information this morning that worth tracking. Senior Democrats, the Washington Post reports, have now been huddling in hopes of forcing out the longest-serving current member of the United States House of Representatives, John Conyers. This as a fourth accuser. A fourth accuser now alleging harassment. This piece put out last night saying the following: the political future of Congress's longest-serving member, Representative John Conyers, appeared precarious late Tuesday as leaders have been pressured him to resign over allegations that he sexually harassed multiple female aides. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and members of the Congressional Black Caucus encouraged him to step down as soon as this week. This comes after a fourth accuser came forward yesterday morning, according to an aide, a senior Democratic aide, who spoke yesterday to the Washington Post on condition of anonymity. Conyers has denied any wrongdoing and insisted he will not resign. But he did step down this past weekend as the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee. So there was that. And that came, by the way, after Nancy Pelosi had gone on national television on Meet the Press and said that John Conyers was owed due process. But then, after she came under a firestorm of criticism from liberals who were upset that she didn't reflexively believe John Conyers' accusers, she said she spoke with Melanie Sloan, formerly of Crew, known on the Hill as sort of an advocate against this type of corruption in Congress. She's gone after ethics issues in Congress for many years. Nancy Pelosi cited her credibility on those issues in her statement this week by saying she now believes Melanie Sloan, who made accusations against John Conyers, to include that when she arrived at his office for a meeting, he was in his underwear. So,
well, you know, maybe he had a rough day, wasn't ready, you know, running around.
Maybe he's hot. He's just like, you know, like on what's that show? The show about the 80s where the guy
the Goldbergs.
Yes, where the first thing he does when he gets home is he just takes his pants off and he says he's home. I'm home. And he's like, maybe that's John Conyers' move. Maybe not. Anyway, so that's what's going on. So now there's pressure from Democrats for him to leave. Today at noon, the Congressional Black Caucus is supposed to have its weekly meeting, and there's a lot of expectation that this will be the signature piece of conversation on whether or not they're going to push him with any fervor to drop this seat and to get out of the United States House of Representatives. Additionally, how much pressure they're going to place on him.
What I find interesting is that this has to be blessed by the Congressional Black Caucus. It's not Democrats. It's not the Democratic Party. It's the Congressional Black Caucus. They're the ones who hold his fate in their hands. Isn't that interesting? If he were white, then there would be a different process. So we have two different processes for deciding justice. You know, if you're black and you're a Democrat, then the Congressional Black Caucus holds your fate in their hands. That's very odd.
Right. And obviously, Democrats look to them for the cue here. Like, you know, what's appropriate? Because they feel like they need clearance. Because they don't want to be in a position, meaning Democrats broadly, of forcing out the longest-serving member of Congress, this as Nancy Pelosi called him, an icon, obviously the eldest black member of Congress, to ask him to leave Congress because they're worried about the racial implications of that. But if they get the clearance from the CBC, they're like, okay, fine, we've got the clearance, we can do it.
What happened to everybody being equal under the law? What happened to not, you know, what was it? Martin Luther King Jr., I dream of the day that my children will be judged on the content of their character, not on the color of their skin. And here it is on Capitol Hill. We're holding a man to a different standard. We're tiptoeing around justice because of the color of his skin. This is ridiculous.
Technically, this is both an assessment of the content of his character and the color of his skin. This is a combo effort right here.
I don't know. Things like this just really bother me that we have different treatment.
So Congressman Cedric Richmond, he's the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus. He says this yesterday: Resignation is a personal matter. That's a personal decision for him and his family. Huh. What's your position on Roy Moore, Cedric Richmond? What's your position on, like, literally any Republican accused of something like this? Come on. It's a personal decision all of a sudden when it involves one of your own, John Conyers? He says, let's see here. He says, of course, the allegations are vehemently denied by John Conyers. Any decision to resign from office before the ethics investigation is complete, it's John's decision to make. You remember Congresswoman Speer has also been at the forefront of trying to go after sexual harassment in Congress. But in John Conyers' case, we saw what she did this weekend. She said, if true, he should resign, but she fell short of calling for it. And she, again, fell short yesterday of calling for him to resign, but she said that sexual harassers, quote, should not be representing the institution. It says a lot of, quote, icons in their industries have fallen from their high perch. So it sounds like she's sort of predicting the future here without exactly calling for it.
Well, that's exactly what I was just going to bring up. I was going to talk to you about is what I find interesting is I wonder if people are suddenly tiptoeing around all of this because nobody knows what's coming next. And I think they're... If you've been on Capitol Hill for a while, you know the rumors, you know people, and there are somebody's got access to that list of all the settlements to how many, the tune of how many millions of dollars,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
So and from what we understand, that's not the only way that they pay these people off. We have another case with Raul Gravalia, who they apparently, we don't know for 100% sure how, what's involved with this, but giving someone a pension or
a severance
for 5 months for working for 3 months after she complained about his behavior and quit.
Yeah.
So this may not be the only thing. So I wonder if they know there's a lot.
No, there's
a lot of potential out. And if you fire everyone, if everybody gets thrown out, which I don't think this is a bad thing. We'll have entirely new faces.
I mean, we're seeing it with Al Franken. Well, Larry O'Connor, of course, he's been writing a lot about this. All the questions that the press is not asking Al Franken, and what they're allowing him to do here is tiptoe through a minefield and survive it. And that's what Al Franken's been attempting to do just now. By the way, John Conyers, a former aide to the congressman, said yesterday that he often changes clothes in his office, and staffers, ever so often, they'll walk in on him. And he said he changes clothes in his office. This is Bob Weiner, a former spokesman for Conyers. He says he changes clothes in his office. Most of us have walked in on him changing his clothes and have seen him in his underwear. Big deal. No big deal.
I would think that you would lock the door if you're going to change your clothes. That's just me. Oh, Lord.
Maybe he wears long underwear. Something tasteful.
There is a mental... You know what? It's too early for that mental image. It's 5:15 on WMAL.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Good morning. 66, Gainesville up through to the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, nice, good run here. Heading out of Warrenton, if you're trying to get up on toward the 66 area. Heads up, we do have early delays. This is unusual due to a crash. Northbound 29. It's going to be after Airlie Road before you get into New Baltimore. Left lane is blocked, and that's why you have those delays. So just want to give you a heads up here coming again out of Warrenton for the backups of when we approach the crash. No problems on 95, 395, 270 off to a good start. A little bit of volume as you come out of the Frederick area heading toward the Monocacy. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny today, a high around 65 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low around 40. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high near 55. Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
I was getting some celebrity news for you is related to all of these sexual harassment allegations. Of course, D.C., the Capitol, not the only place being rocked with this. It started in earnest with the Harvey Weinstein allegations. And now, kind of an old name but a familiar one to a lot of people for a variety of reasons, Angela Lansbury had an interview the other day. And you'll remember Angela Lansbury from Murder, She Wrote, as well as Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Playing some of her more famous characters. She came under fire this week after she gave an interview about all of this, and she was asked, you know, sort of about the sexual assault and the harassment allegations going on in Hollywood, and she said the following. You know, there are two sides to this coin. We have to own up to the fact that women, since time immemorial, have gone out of their way to make themselves attractive. And unfortunately, it has backfired on us, and this is where we are today. We must sometimes take blame, women. I really do think that, although it's awful to say. Let me read the quote here. Of course, it's cut off. Although it's awful to say, we can't make ourselves look as attractive as possible without being knocked down and raped. There it is. So she's like, look, what you're wearing, not an excuse for an attacker. Okay, she ruled that out. But that first part where she said women have, through time immemorial, have spent trying to make themselves attractive. They've gone out of their way to make themselves attractive. And unfortunately, it has backfired on us. And this is where we are today. She's catching a lot of flack for those comments today.
Well, yeah, and I can understand. And it's a different generation. This points out to me, and I just want to I'm going to keep it because people are making me crazy with judging history through today's standards. You can see it even in generations. I look at my nieces and I have conversations with them about certain things, and they don't understand. I'm like, well, you have to understand, it was different when I was your age. Things were different. We had a lot more freedom than you have now. It was a different time to grow up. So you can't judge history through today's standards. And this is a point right here. Angela Lansbury had a different experience. She looks at it differently. And so she's going to say things that are people today are going to go, oh, that's a terrible thing to say. But for her, for when she grew up in her time, it's not.
Yeah, but I don't think the value of modesty has disappeared, though. Meaning, there is a value in modesty still. It's not like that has disappeared.
Right.
To dress appropriately, to dress conservatively, that's all important. Let's leave aside the villains here, the people who attack other people, like lecherous insanity. Let's leave that aside. There's a value in modesty. The way you comport yourself, no matter whether it's in your dress, the way you speak, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you enter a room, the way you interact with people, the way your manners are conducted, all of that sends messages to other people about the type of person you are and what you're interested in, who you are, what you're all about. You're sending like a million different messages non-verbally. So, I don't know. I still think it's a valuable lesson to tell our girls, like, hey, just think about the message you're sending. That's all. You know, if you're going to go out dressed like that, what's the message you're sending to people? And by the way, in no way am I suggesting, oh, the message is I'd like to be attacked. No, that's not what I'm saying. The message you're sending is like, whatever. It's a range of things. You just have to remember, you know, dress appropriately, I guess. I'm with Angela Lansbury insofar as that's the message.
I wish Luke had played some circus music under that while you were trying to explain what the message really is.
I know, because it's treacherous. I don't want an Angela Lansbury crisis on my hands.
Right, but that's my point. But I think you're right. Listen, time and place. My parents were always a big fan of time and place. You can wear that on the weekends. You can't wear that to school. That kind of thing. You can't wear that to grandma's. You know, that kind of thing. Time and place.
I want to mention one other thing on this. Matt Lewis is a friend of mine. He wrote a column for the Daily Beast recently, and he talked about that there's a weird confluence going on right now in our culture among groups that would normally completely oppose one another, which is liberal feminism and social conservatives, who for so many years, especially social conservatives, who for so many years, Christians, have been saying the culture is getting out of control. The culture is getting way too out of control, and it's breeding the type of things, especially if you're a Christian, you're like Satan's infusing himself into the culture, and it's just things are becoming bad and heavy. And now you're at a point where liberal feminists are going after the product of all of that, right? They're going after the people who've taken advantage, the power players in society who are taking advantage of women, and you have Christian conservatives who are standing off to the side saying, we've been saying this for years. This is the very thing we've been cautioning you against. And here now, through the forces of what we're experiencing in Hollywood, media, politics, those two groups, in a weird way, are strange bedfellows. They're specifically fighting against some of the most detestable behaviors in society all of a sudden together. And maybe they should recognize they're unlikely allies.
522 on WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you've heard me talk about my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams, and how they've helped thousands of families sell their homes all across this area. I want to tell you about a seller I know who didn't call Sarah and Debbie, and now this seller is regretting that their house didn't sell for almost a year after being listed with another realtor. They should have called Sarah and Debbie. I told them, selling your home is a big deal, and you need pros like Sarah and Debbie. It's a fact. Sarah and Debbie's proprietary systems that no other agent has access to is proven to get home sellers more money and sell homes faster than anything known in the real estate industry. Get this, Sarah and Debbie are so confident that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. It's never too late to give Sarah and Debbie a call. Call 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. That's right, Debbie has the buyers. Call today, 844-344-SOLD.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renters Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
Mike and I went on our honeymoon to Maui, and it was amazing. We were like, let's move here. So we bought a timeshare there. In 2015, we were expecting our firstborn child, and it became a lot of work just to get out of the house, let alone to Maui.
Finally, one of Kelly's friends told us about the timeshare exit team.
They were amazing. So now we can go on other vacations and not have to worry about money spent on a timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A little bit busy, some areas in Virginia. I know it's early, but we have two accidents. Let's start on 28 Centerville Road. If you're trying to push northbound, let's say toward Centerville 29 and 66, the crash is going to be prior to that at New Baltimore Road. So 28 northbound. Big delays already starting to form to get by this crash. Again, near New Baltimore Road. Out of Warrenton, if you're heading up to New Baltimore, the crash on 29 is going to block the left lane. So north on 29 after Airlie Road. Watch for those delays as well. No problems to report around the Beltway, thank goodness. Maryland, Virginia on 270 out of Frederick toward the Monocacy. Seeing delays through that stretch. No problems to report getting down to the Beltway. Baltimore, Washington Parkway or 95 looks good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More warmth, but not record warmth. Have to get into the 70s, make it 73 to be a record. So it's been a lot warmer. Lots of sunshine today, 65, near 55 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Do you remember when we were discussing those acoustic attacks in Cuba? And it was really scary, those attacks. We had all of these ambassadors and their families who had their brains scrambled, essentially.
Acoustic attacks? We sent Ed Sheeran down there? What happened? Oh, you mean those sonic attacks.
Yeah, they're called... So they didn't know what was going on, and they would report hearing a sound almost like crickets or some kind of noise before it would happen. And some people lost their hearing. Some of them had similar brain scans to having had some kind of concussion, that type of thing, brain damage. And the symptoms of which, for some of these people, did not go away. Well, now, a U.S. aid officer who is based at the American Embassy in Uzbekistan and his wife in September reported what may have been at least one acoustic attack similar to those experienced by the diplomats in Havana. This is according to a source familiar with the incident. The State Department declined to describe in detail the incident in Tashkent. The source says that the two suffered similar effects as to what happened in Cuba: hearing loss, brain injuries, cognitive issues, other things. They were flown out of Tashkent by the State Department to be evaluated. It's unclear what further diagnosis they had following their departure from Uzbekistan in September.
Wow.
Yeah, the State Department now is saying that no one on the U.S. staff in Tashkent has suffered similar health issues to those experienced by victims of the Cuba attack. So the State Department is saying, well, there's no similar health issues, but we can confirm that no personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Uzbekistan have been diagnosed with the conditions that have been observed in Cuba. So we're getting mixed messages here. What happened.
It could be a Russian source to all of this, they say. And it sounds like a hiss of cicadas or crickets in unusual places, often in their homes. That's what we call a Russian whistle crisis.
Did I miss something?
It involves Cuba, Russian missile crisis.
Russian whistle crisis. Right. Yeah,
it's a New York Post headline. I'm just writing it for you now. That's all.
Ah, thank you. You should get that as a gig. That's pretty good. 528 on WMAL.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
All right, well, the Chuck and Nancy thing, not working out yesterday. So we'll talk about the president's reaction to that and also how North Korea is playing a role, especially in this budget battle, all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. It's 5:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. North Korea is celebrating its most powerful intercontinental ballistic missile launch yet, one that observers say could reach anywhere in the U.S. How are they taking that in South Korea?
It's clear that the South Korean government is showing more and more unease, especially as you have those from the Trump administration being a bit vague as to what their next strategy is. Now, of course, there are open communications, obviously, with the allies here in Asia. The Trump administration is obviously talking to them quite a bit, but it is not clear exactly what options are on the table at this point.
Correspondent Paula Newton in Seoul, the president told reporters only that we will take care of North Korea. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe and a former business partner Anthony Rodham, Hillary Clinton's brother, are being sued by a group of Chinese investors who bought into an electric car company that McAuliffe owned before he took office. The investors claim they were promised green cards and a return on their investment, but they got neither.
There is almost no prospect that this group of investors will either get their green cards or their money back from Green Tech unless we win this suit.
The investor's attorney, Scott Abeles, a spokeswoman for McAuliffe, calls the suit baseless. Members of Congress and their staff are going to be spending time in the conference room receiving sexual harassment training. The House moved ahead on legislation to require the training amid a flood of new accusations from staffers. This happening as calls increase for the resignation of Michigan Congressman John Conyers after he was accused of making unwanted advances. Conyers missed floor votes last night and was seen boarding a flight to Detroit. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,836. The NASDAQ at 69,12. In sports, brought to you by TrueCar, the Wizards win without John Wall. They beat the Timberwolves. Georgetown moves to 5-0 on the season with a win over Maine. And Eli Manning is out as the Giants starting quarterback. His 210-game playing streak may be over. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
With TrueCar, you can see what others paid for the car you want, so you can recognize a great deal. TrueCar users, on average, save over $3,000 off MSRP. For new or used cars, visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, with the end of summer comes a new school year, colder weather, and before you know it, the dreaded open enrollment season. And with the state of healthcare reform today, with all of its uncertainties, how are you expected to make informed decisions for you and for your family? Take back control of your healthcare, like I did, by calling Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Since becoming a patient of Principal Medical Group, there's no confusion about who, where, and when to call when I need a doctor, because Dr. Jones and his team put my time and my care first. From convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that we should all expect, I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week, with the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with EasyPass. If you're carpooling, travel free with EasyPass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your EasyPass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
5:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, the crash is on 28. If you're coming out of Manassas Park and heading northbound, northbound 28 at New Braddock Road. Still have a lot of activity along the right side. So very slow early on here if you're trying to get toward New Braddock Road and eventually 66. Now let's go out of Warrenton where we still have delays starting to ease, actually. Police have cleared the crash now on 29. Northbound past Airlie Road before you get into New Baltimore. So I still have some of those residual lingering volume delays. Once on to 66, everyone coming out of Gainesville. Looks good up through to the Beltway. No problems, Beltway, Virginia, or Maryland. Heading into town over Anacostia Crossing, Southeast Southwest Freeway, all checking out fine. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing, unseasonably mild, but not a record. The record, 1905 at 73. So we're not even close to that at 65 degrees with plenty of sunshine. A little bit cooler by tomorrow, a few clouds in 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 37 in Dumfries, 38 in Olney, 44 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
and AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we got Cal Thomas joining us at 6:35 this morning. Look forward to that. 7:15, you'll have Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner. 8:05 this morning, Juanita Broderick going to be talking to Mornings on the Mall, see what she's up to and what she has to say about the latest about all these sexual harassment and assault allegations going on in Capitol Hill. Then at 8:15, Brendan Carr joins us to talk about net neutrality, all ahead here on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnese alongside Mary Walter.
And yesterday, President Trump was speaking to the press regarding Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer not showing up for a meeting with him. And during that, while he was sitting there meeting with the press, North Korea launched a rocket. Now, we had heard that this may have happened, and wasn't confirmed initially. This was a rare nighttime launch, about 3 o'clock in the morning their time. This missile was reported to have flown for at least 50 minutes, a very high trajectory, reaching about 2,800 miles above the Earth, more than 10 times higher than the orbit of NASA's International Space Station. So this is a big deal. This is the most successful one they've had. This is capable now of hitting anywhere in the United States. So, not just Hawaii, not just the West Coast.
That's what North Korean state television is bragging about, who we know in the last 24 hours, that they can now reach anywhere in the U.S. mainland.
Yes. Now, according to Pentagon spokesman Colonel Robert Manning, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, determined the missile launch from North Korea did not pose a threat to North America, our territories, or our allies. Our commitment to the defense of our allies, including the Republic of Korea and Japan, in the face of these threats remains ironclad. Now, this was the first missile test since September 15th. And the interesting thing is that the day before, Russia had come out and said that this is maybe, since we hadn't had a missile launch in a while, the Deputy Russian Foreign Minister, Igor Morgulov, was speaking to reporters in Seoul on Monday, and he said, "I think North Korea's restraint for the past 2 months is within the simultaneous freeze roadmap," meaning that This was kind of, they were trying to diffuse tensions in line with a proposal from Moscow and Beijing, because those two got together. And they asked that North Korea, they suggested North Korea could freeze missiles and nuclear tests in exchange for a scaling down of U.S. and allied military exercises. So, hey, you cool it, because those two have a lot of influence in North Korea. You cool down the missile tests and we'll have, the U.S. and their allies will cool down the military exercises in the area. So here's this Russian foreign minister who says, hey, basically, I think this is working. Look, they haven't shot off a missile. The next morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, boom, they shoot off a very successful missile.
Yeah, like as if Russia has control of the situation. No.
Well, listen, Russia and China, I think, can bring a lot to bear on North Korea.
But I mean, they're lacking any sort of success here in cooling tensions, obviously.
Well, they didn't know that. That's what this basically was, in their face from North Korea. The missile landed about 620 miles west of Japan's Kurokujima Island. It was in the air for 50 minutes. So, President Trump, of course, was immediately asked for any kind of comments on what he had to say. Hey, they've just launched a ballistic missile. Well, they launched a missile, didn't know it was a ballistic missile at the time. What do you have to say, Mr. President?
Thank you very much. As you probably have heard, and some of you have reported, a missile was launched a little while ago from North Korea. I will only tell you that we will take care of it. We have General Mattis in the room with us, and we've had a long discussion on it. It is a situation that we will handle.
It's a situation we will handle. We will take care of it. My immediate reaction when I saw that, and I know this is probably odd, my immediate reaction was, do you remember when your parents would just say to you and go, oh, we'll handle this? If you did something, and they were very quiet about the whole thing, very calmly, and said, I will speak to your father about this, and we will handle this, and you're like, oh no, I'm going to die. That was pretty much this. I felt had the same feeling from President Trump, I thought it was very assertive, very quiet. We'll handle this, and I bet you they will.
The question left now is, what's left in the playbook if not military action? Right? I mean, because You know, there's all this pressure. They use the state sponsor of terror designation. They've successfully gotten two UN national security votes to be unanimous on instituting sanctions against North Korea. They continue to place international sanction pressure on North Korea. And what concessions have they gotten? Well, North Korea continues to pursue its nuclear missile program, claims that the rest of the planet, led by the United States, is committing human rights violations within their country. They're obviously feeling some pressure, but it's not abating their ambitions on a nuclear level. So what's left in the playbook? And I think, you know, Trump, we regularly hear this from the president. When he encounters something like this, he's like, believe me, we're going to take care of it. Okay. But how? Like, what's the playbook? You know, I have faith that they're considering all of their options. General Mattis, obviously very into it. But this is key to look out for or to get answers explicitly from the White House on, which is, what's the next step? How do you solve this thing? We heard from Steve Bannon. Remember what he said? He goes, you know, what's the answer to Seoul being raised to the ground? Like, what's the answer to us stopping Seoul from just being wiped off the map, you know, if we try and do some sort of military strike? There's not an apparent one. So if you can give me one, then maybe we have an answer to how we get North Korea to come to heel.
Yeah, we've got more on this coming up, a lot more of what the president had to say, as well as some comments about some kind of military intervention coming up. It's 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. Explosive ordnance disposal soldiers from the 764th Ordnance Company of Fort Carson, Colorado, recently came to Cameroon at the request of U.S. Army Africa to participate in counter-improvised explosive device defeat phase one training. The recently completed training was designed to help Cameroonian troops learn more about IEDs and how to dispose of them safely. Learn more at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia out of Warrenton. Relief is here. The crash is gone. So you heard me talk about the delays on 29 as you come up toward New Baltimore. They have eased now that all the travel lanes are open. So much better there. It shouldn't cost you too much extra time. Now some of that volume, though, filtered into New Baltimore. And again, as you approach Buckland and up to 66 with lanes open. On 66, heaviest stretches just as you pass Business 234 in Manassas. Out of Manassas Park, we do have delays. Accident still in place, but a tow truck is there at the scene of 28 northbound at New Braddock Road before you get to 66. So I know you're in a long line up here. Waited out just a little bit here. We should get lanes open as soon as that tow truck moves along. 95, Dale City toward the Occoquan, heaviest stretch there. D.C., 295 southbound. Here we come for the morning rush hour between Benning Road, East Capitol Street, hitting the brakes there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing, unseasonably mild, but not a record. The record, 1905 at 73, so we're not even close to that at 65 degrees with plenty of sunshine. A little bit cooler by tomorrow, a few clouds and 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 546 on WMAL. You know, we talk about North Korea and how much that affected the news yesterday. Well, it also, you know, everyone was kind of waiting for the president of the United States to speak for some time because we got an announcement, the press did yesterday, that the president would be making statements. And not only was North Korea top of mind, but also this exchange that the president had with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. As we were leaving the show yesterday, we were under the impression that there was going to be this meeting between Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi to discuss a couple things, one being the tax reform, but the other, a government funding bill to avert a government shutdown, which they need to get done by the end of next week, by the way. So they have a very tight timeline to get something done here. In order to avert a government shutdown. And Democrats have been sort of threatening that they want DACA to be a part of this, a DREAM Act of sorts, if not a DREAM Act, something smaller, which is amnesty for young illegal immigrants under the DACA regime. So the president yesterday morning on Twitter kind of previewed the meeting in this way. This is the tweet. Meeting with Chuck and Nancy today about keeping government open and working. Problem is, they want illegal immigrants flooding into our country unchecked, are weak on crime, and want to substantially raise taxes. I don't see a deal. So, setting the stage, saying, look, not sure how we're going to get to a deal in light of the fact that these are all the things that they want. Well, Chuck and Nancy bailed. They decided, we're not having this meeting, we're not going to appear because we don't like your tweet. So they decided not to do it. The tweet comes out, Chuck and Nancy bail. So Schumer and Pelosi decide they're not going to show up. Well, by the time the cameras come on at the White House, you see the president sitting there. He's sitting at a conference room table, and he's sitting at the center of the table, as you would often see him say on The Apprentice. And at the end of the tables are Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. And in between those two men are empty seats with the names Schumer and Pelosi right next to the president, where they would have been presumably sitting right next to the president. They're not present. So here's what the president of the United States had to say about the Democrats not showing up and whether he was surprised that it happened.
I'm not really that surprised. We have a lot of differences. They're weak on crime. They're weak on illegal immigration. They want the illegal folks to come pouring into our border, and a lot of problems are being caused, although we've stopped it to a large extent, as much as you can without the wall, which we're going to get. Before this meeting and before this missile launch, they've been weak on military in terms of spending. They're very hard to get for military. They want it for a lot of other things, but the military is always secondary to them. The military, to me, is number one. We won't be here without our powerful military, and we're building it up stronger, bigger, better than ever before, and General Mattis can testify to that.
And Mattis, of course, is also sitting at the table with them, and this is why that's important. He brings Mattis into this meeting because of paramount importance to the Trump administration is military spending. Their key is like, look, we need to pass this budget in order to fund our military. The urgency of this North Korean threat is making it very clear that the military needs funding and it doesn't need political games in Washington. This is the line you're going to hear from the White House. Meanwhile, Democrats hoping to use DACA as the poison pill to potentially go to a government shutdown if they don't get their way. So this is the battle that we're going to see transpire over the next week.
It's 5:50 on WMAL. It's time for El Rushbo.
A New York Times op-ed last weekend criticized Trump's immigration agents for arresting illegal immigrants at courthouses, and apparently this is going to continue. In New York alone, the number has increased by, get this, 900%, these arrests, since Trump was inaugurated. So lawyers in Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Texas, and Washington are complaining that the tradition of giving illegal immigrants a free pass at the courthouse has ended. And liberals are beside themselves. They say that detaining illegal immigrants while at court undercuts our democracy. They say it threatens the very operation of our judicial system. They say that arresting illegal immigrants at court means fewer will show up. But President Trump, the DOJ, and ICE show no signs of changing the policy. So activists are demanding pushback. They want state and local officials to intervene. You know, it never occurs to these liberals that they are directly responsible for what's happening. Liberals are the ones who gave illegal immigrants the idea they could violate American law without consequence. The last 8 years, that's exactly what's happened. But this is what it looks like when an administration actually follows the law instead of aiding and abetting those who break it. It may not be pretty, but it's long overdue.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, the people at LifeLock wanted me to remind you there's a lot more to identity theft than you may have thought. Monitoring your credit or checking your bank statements, that might offer you some protection. But they only offer a limited view of what actually is going on with your identity. Now, you may not be able to detect it if your personal information is for sale on the dark web. That's why there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work with you to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can see more identity threats that you may otherwise miss. Join now. Get 10% off. Just go to promo code RUSH at 800-440-4833 or LifeLock.com and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. 10% now at LifeLock.com.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry because my friends over at Renter's Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renter's Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renter's Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-224-5353. That's 800-224-5353. 800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Out of Manassas Park, we've had a bit of a struggle this morning, and the delays, the pressure is still on. Boy, big delays here for our early birds pushing north from Manassas Drive. And that not only goes past Compton Corners, but up the new Braddock Road due to the crash. But crews have just moved the cameras around. Looks like the flatbed tow truck has just left the scene. So positive news here. Looks like they've reopened all the lanes on 28 as you push northbound. If I said 29, it's 28 as you come up the new Braddock Road before I-66. So just be prepared for the extra time. 66 in Manassas for the slowdowns. No problems to report on the Greenway Toll Road. 95 are starting to fill in some of the delays here. Boy, slow Dale City toward the Occoquan. No troubles to report in town, but 295 due to the early delays here right after you come off of 50 in the BW Parkway near Eastern Avenue toward Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Oh, boy, it does look like we have an incident reported just after Eastern Avenue. Crews on their way there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking forecast. A few clouds around, otherwise clear through the morning and mostly sunny and warm again this afternoon. A light west breeze, 65. Some clouds tonight, 40. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 55. Sunshine mid-50s on Friday. From the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajicon, WMAL.
It's 44 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients. And now, save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. End 12/2/17.
Pam and I purchased our timeshare in 1979. We went to our timeshare twice a year for years. Boy, I miss those days. In 2012, I lost Pam. I knew I had to get out of our timeshare because the thought of going back there was too painful for me and our children. Finally, I found Timeshare Exit Team. They got us out.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Oh, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I'd love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's just lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be resodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, they make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, the Catholic Church and Metro going at it. Apparently, you know, Metro has enough money and doesn't need any money from the Catholic Church for advertising.
And we'll take a visit from Cal Thomas as usual. We'll hear from him soon. 6 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by LongRoofing.com. A group of Chinese investors is suing Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe along with Hillary Clinton's brother, Anthony Rodham, saying they got scammed by investing in a company the two founded a decade ago.
The 32 Chinese investors sank $500,000 each into Terry McAuliffe's electric car company, GreenTech, on the promise of getting green cards and getting their money back.
Neither one of those things came remotely to pass.
Attorney Scott Abley says McAuliffe and Anthony Rodham were the faces of the company, promising their close government ties would expedite the process.
One misrepresentation after another.
Now those investors are asking for their money back, $17 million in total. A McAuliffe spokesman says the suit has no merit and claims the suit was brought by a conservative lawyer. Abley says he's not political.
It's just a misdirection.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Frederick County teenager and her mother have dropped a lawsuit that sought to block the Frederick County school system's policy allowing transgendered students to use the locker rooms and restrooms of their choice and provide alternative facilities for students who oppose that policy. The plaintiff cited stress and potential humiliation in dropping the lawsuit, fearing she would be identified by name at school. Another senior aide to Michigan Congressman John Conyers is claiming he went places he shouldn't have gone. Deanna Maher worked for Conyers from 1997 to 2005.
He walked up to act like he was whispering in my ear something about the town hall meeting, and he stuck his hand up my dress and whispered in my ear, "Wow, you've got great-looking legs."
The latest accusation comes as calls increase for Conyers to resign. He missed floor votes last night as he flew back home to Michigan. 2 months of terror in Tampa are over. A serial murder suspect's in custody.
Tampa Police Chief Brian Dugan made the announcement Tuesday night.
And we will be charging 4 counts of first-degree murder for Howe Emanuel Donaldson III.
The 24-year-old Donaldson is accused of killing 4 people in the Seminole Heights area over the past 2 months. They were all shot within a half mile of each other. Mayor Bob Buckhorn says justice will be served.
And then the process will occur when this individual rots in hell.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
President Trump's meeting with Chuck and Nancy went south yesterday, raising concerns